Talking with Richard Zweifler, or actually, let me have you pronounce it.
Zweifler.
Okay, Zweifler. Okay. All right, sir. Well, very interesting here that Ochsner has teamed up with Cognito Therapeutics, and apparently they have something called Spectris. Explain what Spectris is and how this could potentially help those that have cognitive decline or Alzheimer's disease.
I'm happy to. So Spectris is, it's a headset. It's a device that is aimed at slowing cognitive decline and what we call neurodegeneration. So decline in function of the brain, specifically around memory and thinking. And the Spectris device is a headset that stimulates the brain through vision and auditory. So there's flashing lights and sounds at a certain frequency that looks to be very beneficial to the brain in terms of protecting it from declining function over time. And the device is worn in the home for an hour and is very well tolerated. It's currently being evaluated in a large clinical trial, and earlier studies were very, very suggestive that it's going to work. And we should know the results of this large clinical trial in a little over a month.
So this does not necessarily reverse the symptoms or the impacts of Alzheimer's, but it certainly slows the decline. What, considerably?
That's the theory, that it will slow the decline. And like I said, we will have a definitive results of a definitive clinical trial by the end of August. So we're preparing for different scenarios in terms of what that study will show. And the other thing about Spectris device is there's potential that this device can help in other neurological conditions, such as other what we call degenerative conditions, like Parkinson's disease or multiple sclerosis or after stroke. And the partnership between Ochsner and Cognito will give us the opportunity to develop research programs in these other diseases.
Very interesting. We all know that there is not a cure for Alzheimer's, but what kind of breakthrough is this in your mind, especially this is not something yet you have to take orally or you need infusions or any of that kind of stuff. This is something that it sounds like a simple headset that's worn for what, 1 hour a day. And
right.
basically we're seeing really some positive results because of it.
Well, you know, again, the results that we've seen have been in smaller clinical trials. And if this larger study is confirmatory in terms of a benefit, what the major breakthrough here is that this is a therapy that will break down barriers for patients and families. And whether those barriers are financial, whether they're geographic, meaning if you live in a rural area and it's very difficult for you to get to a doctor's office, you may have transportation issues. Patients with Alzheimer's at some point can't drive. So this can be administered in the home and has shown no side effects when compared to what we call sham, patients who wore the headset without the stimulation versus those that wear it. It's very, very well tolerated.
So my mother has Alzheimer's. She's living with me, and I understand about the daily routine. How could something like this potentially help, you know, just families dealing with it you know, having to, you know, having to deal with obviously watching the decline and the changes in behavior and all that kind of stuff?
Well, the first thing is if we have an option to help slow the decline, that's game-changing because as you're witnessing, if you look back maybe 6 month intervals, and you can really see changes. And to be able to slow that decline and preserve cognition, preserve the ability for patients with the disease to communicate and have high quality of life, manage their own activities of daily living, be able to dress themselves, groom themselves, et cetera. There's nothing more important in terms of treatment of this disease. So that's the first thing. And then the ease of treatment. Right now, the only other significant treatment options we have are what we call infusion therapies, which are given through a vein. Patients have to go to an infusion center at intervals, which could be as frequent as every other week, and have these infusions, have multiple MRI scans to follow the effect. And this would be much, much easier for patients and families.
So who could, so how, if there's a family out there that's hearing about this, how could they potentially take advantage of this new breakthrough? I know it still, I guess, has not been technically FDA approved, but is Ochsner making it possibly available through trials or anything like that?
Currently, it's not available. In time, we will have other clinical trials in depending upon the results in Alzheimer's disease. For sure, we're going to have clinical trials in other disease states. And I would just say if FDA approval occurs, we will do everything we can to make sure that the public knows about it. And the reason Cognito chose us, right now there are two partners in the country for Cognito. We are one of two. And one of the main reasons that they chose us as a partner was because of the diversity of our patient base, and that if we could show how we can get the device into the hands of patients in Louisiana, and that they'll be able to do it, we'll be able to do it anywhere in the country. As you know, we have a multitude of challenges. So we're working on that, a strategy to be able to get the device into patients' hands when it's FDA approved.
That sounds great. Dr. Zweifler, did I pronounce that right?
You did.
Yeah. How about that? Thank you very much. Excited to see this and to see, if it can get FDA approval. And this sounds like an outstanding treatment.
Well, thank you for the time. And my colleagues and I look forward to joining you again, hopefully at the time of FDA approval, and we'll have some details about how to get the device in the hands of patients.
So
okay?
If the clinical trial is completed next month, right, then how long after that till you get FDA approval normally?
Well, that timeline can take months, so that maybe late 2026 or early 2027.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're talking months, not years.
Yeah, no, that is very encouraging. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You have a great day. Thanks for talking with me.
My pleasure. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.